Development, progress, and inequality. All are words that are spoken of endlessly each day at the UN. Here's one Pakistani minister using them together to promote sustainable development.
Based on the origin and evolution of the notion of human security, Pakistan continues to believe that it must have a development-oriented focus to ensure equitable progress in addressing inherent inequalities that lead to violations of human rights at national and international levels.
The UN's Millennium Development Goals were born of the Millennium Summits held in 2000, and they contain admirable but ambitious notions such as ending poverty or hunger, universal education, gender equality, and environmental sustainability. Though delegates took turns speaking of great gains made in these fields, especially by their own countries, the numbers say not much has changed worldwide, especially in the way of hunger. Deputy Secretary General Jan Eliasson says the problem with sustainable development has been which road to take, investment or austerity.
Commodity and financial markets are volatile. Policymakers may need to create fiscal and monetary reserve buffers to cope with the external shocks. But they know that these precautionary steps can also impact their capacity to invest in development.
Now, most senior diplomats here at the UN are under no false illusions about the Millennium Development Goals and whether they'll be reached in 3 years. Eliasson also told the General Assembly that banks and the fiscal system shouldn't dictate the growth of the third world based strictly on its profitability.
To establish a clear connection between macroeconomic policies and the fundamental objective of achieving the Millennium Development Goals.
Other goals, such as child health and maternal health, have taken hits in the many areas of the world, particularly Africa, where political instability reigns. Many experts say the world overall isn't much better off, if at all, than it was in 2000 when the Millennium Development Goals were set. Hank Flynn, Press TV, New York.